Just chilling out to a bit of Alicia Keys and Empire State of Mind on your Harrogate Radio, where we've got Elisa Hilton today from 2 o'clock. The anthems will be on, her quiz as well, the afternoon three, and all the travel news for all the different roadworks dotted here, there and everywhere. That's later. This is now. Ripon Community House. So we're trying to squeeze in as much as possible different charities and organisations who utilise this spot. Now, here comes a lady and a charity that used to be here. We'll explain a little bit more in a moment. Karen from the fantastic Dementia Forward, now based at Burton Leonard, the beautiful Burton Leonard. Karen, lovely to see you. For anybody who hasn't come across the charity, first of all, in essence, what are you all about?
So we are a dementia support and advice charity. We're the leading support charity for dementia across North Yorkshire and York. And we hold that commissioning contract at the moment for 10 years, of which we're in year six. So our role is to make sure that people with dementia are living well, and to make sure that there are services available for them to use and that they're aware of them and that we're supporting them well.
You are head of Young Onset, which is 65 and younger. So how common is it?
So at the moment, as a charity, as Dementia Forward, we're supporting just under 5,000 families. So 440 of those families are families affected by young onset dementia. So that equates to about 9% of the people that we're supporting. Nationally, the average is about 7.5%. So we're actually supporting more people in our area than the national average. But we think that's because we're doing a lot of awareness and a lot of work to make sure that, you know, people have appropriate support for their age. A person with young onset is considered a person experiencing symptoms under the age of 65. So the youngest person we've ever supported was 37, to put that into context. The youngest person at the moment is 46, and generally it can be people in their 50s and early 60s, but often even above that age, because diagnosis can take such a long time that people have been experiencing dementia before they hit 65.
And with regards to Ripon Community House, where we are now, how important has this building been for you and still is when it comes to meetings as well?
So when Dementia Forward first started about 13 years ago, we're in our 13th year now, this was our base. So we were here for about 6 or 7 years, and they were always really accommodating. You know, as we started to grow and we needed more offices, it was possible for us to grow and expand. And there was always a community of other charities here as well that we were part of. So now we've moved into our own building in Burton Leonard. We still use this for meetings. It's really local. It's really easy for us. We've got a relationship already here, and it's kind of central to our local hub.
Brilliant stuff. Well, it is in a very convenient location within the city. Allhallowgate in Ripon is where you will find Ripon Community House. For anybody who wants to support or maybe utilise the services of Dementia Forward,
dementiaforward.org.uk, and our phone number is 033 00 578 592, and we would encourage people, if anybody is experiencing cognitive changes or dementia, to be in touch, because we're there to support you. And it can be that we support a carer, it can be that we support the person with dementia, the wider family, but we're there to make things easier. It could be that we've met people with a very similar experience. We could be able to introduce people to other people experiencing something very similar. So please do give us a call.
Brilliant stuff. Well, lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming down and speaking a little bit about fantastic charity as well, and keep up the good work. This is Joel Corry, Ray and David Guetta next with Bed on your Harrogate.